Well, I am very glad that we stand here. And if you want to do something, take this idea, switch it, then do something. Chant Hare Krishna and everything will be clear. Kesa Dattama Maha. The more we chant, the spiritual life will be revealed. It is very easy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. As much as possible, we can. Then, everything that we do is released, and we will be able to do something. I started this moment thinking by chanting.
Yes,
it's so good that I got your message. Yes, it has spread all over the world. Yes. Are you guys doing
something? Yes,
that it's about mental chanting, more than chanting out. Like chanting more than one.
And it is confusing. But chanting with mouth is better. You can hear, others can hear. If you chant within, then you remember it. But you can love this other sense. Other sense is.
How many rounds do you chant every day? She does the meditation. So before meditating, she wants to know how many rounds do you chant.
The chanting is a meditation. The city and the very think of the city. That is a meditation and chant.
There's a certain number of rounds you would recommend?
At least minimum, because we people are not that good. 16. But the chanting is around 24 hours.
24 hours.
Kirtan is a sadha. Sadha means 24 hours.
Minimum 16 rounds.
But one will get off. Minimum. We are happy. We are dancing 300,000
per day.
Without chanting, she only tells him something. He won't take it too. Namaskar.
Namaskar.
with every possible color everywhere. But there is no limit. 24 hours, if you can.
How does she get Krishna's instructions while chanting?
Some instruction of that, but what do you got? Don't you find Krishna's instruction? Did you learn Krishna? All the instructions are clearly given. What is the duty? Yes, every day.
She wants a personal day-to-day instruction. She says she gets from
that. If he doesn't qualify, then he'll give. A seven he qualifies to meet. Then he'll give. If he's over the Dharma. What is that class? And If you want to speak with a very big man, you must be qualified. Not that he's your order supplier. Please come and give me. Thank you. Then you start that. You can ask your servant, please tell me at least. You cannot ask God like that. You must please tell him.
The method of pleasing him.
Yes. He is armed for this is the time. One who is 24 hours engaged in pleasing the Lord. He gives intelligence to him. Not only that, he cannot express. Don't take God as your play dog. Let me tell you, this is God is God. God is dead.
So the prophet instructions will come how to act and what to do. Just by chanting, no need to separately endeavor.
Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls especially worship me with devotion. Purport, the Mahatma or great soul cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord. One has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising his holy name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma-Jyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or a human being. that is devotion, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, and remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve, at the ultimate end, the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything in the service of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness.
So all in the set consciousness, if you get it, gets but don't manufacture it, you know. That will manifest. Just ask the beliefs. Shastra Vidhi Musit. Yeah, five days.
Yes. Then we have first through.
Very well.
Then we have the first line and third line.
Oh, why didn't you read it?
Oh, I haven't found the verse yet.
John Lyman?
No, sure. That's the first line of the verse.
Josh has come to pass it in the scripture. In the Supreme I said, didn't start off with not soup.
I didn't spell Yashastra. Sorry. Yashastra Vidhim Ustitya Vartate Kamakaraka Nasa Vidhim Abhav Noti Nashukam Na Param Vidhi. Translation. But he who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims, attain neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. But he who discards scriptural junctions and acts according to his own whims, attain neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. As described before, the shastra vidhi, or the direction of the shastra, is given to the different paths and orders of human society. Everyone is expected to follow these rules and regulations. If one does not follow them and acts whimsically, of according to his lust, greed, and desire, then he never will be perfect in his life. In other words, a man may theoretically know all these things, but if he does not apply them in his own life, then he will be known as the lowest of mankind. In the human form of life, a living entity is expected to be sane and follow the regulations given for elevating his life to the highest platform. But if he does not follow them, then he degrades himself. But even if he follows the rules and regulations and moral principles, and ultimately does not come to save us and the Supreme Lord, then all his knowledge becomes spoiled. Therefore, one should gradually raise himself to the platform of Krishna consciousness and devotional service. It is then and there that he can attain the highest perfectional stage, not otherwise. The word kamacharana is very significant. A person who knowingly violates the rules acts in love. He knows that this is forbidden, still he acts. This is called acting whimsically. He knows that this should be done, but still he does not do it. Therefore, he is called whimsical. Such persons are destined to be condemned by the Supreme Lord. Such persons cannot have the perfection which is meant for the human life. The human life is especially meant for purifying one's existence, and one who does not follow the rules and regulations cannot purify himself, nor can he attain a real state of happiness.
Read carefully and angrily. General purpose. There is no secret. Everything is open. And you have to take advice. Yes.
She was also considering sending a boy to Gurukul, where he has 3 children, 4 children. 3 are boys, 9 and 13. Considering talking to Dr. Sharma, very pleased with the type of education and displeased with education in the West.
Well, we have no opportunity, but we'll have to find out. That is it. We have to reduce this thing, this class. Why you hate it? It is done by the dead.
Become a Buddhist.
lá no fundo do coração.
Quite true. Very neat, very minimal, sleeps very well. We have this girl told me that she lives with us. She only sleeps about 3 hours a day. She eats very little. And she's only really, you know, all of her students are only need to apply for I think it's a question of time, you know. She says that she's been in India 3 times, and she says that she has never found any place like Vrindavan. This is for her, now she feels to her home. She only wants, when she comes in, that she will find it. I think it was a very bad, she didn't, like she was in India this time for 3 weeks, and she never left Vrindavan. She only wanted to stay here. She said she had no real desire to go to other places in Vrindavan. She was very satisfied with the temple grounds.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do.
I know.